They call him Britain Trump, and people are saying that that's a good thing. That they like me over there. That's what they wanted. That's what they need. That's what they need. He'll get it done. Boris is good. He's going to do a good job.
The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Having a cool accent doesn't make you smart, apparently, as the Brits have somehow put Boris Johnson, the failed mayor of the city of London, in the position of being the prime minister of the UK. Telling you what, based on the last, you know, 2-3 years, if you suck at your job, there's a bright future ahead. We're going to go to Paul Coit in just a second on this. The president tweeting a lot this morning. Here's one of my favorites so far. It was never agreed that Robert Mueller could use one of his many Democrat never-Trumper lawyers to sit next to him and help him with his answers. This was specifically not agreed to, and I would never have agreed to it. Greatest witch hunt in U.S. history so far. He doesn't get it. The courts decide. He's not in charge of the courts. Congress is a co-equal branch. He doesn't get to decide. And Mueller, after 2.5 years, is bringing in someone ostensibly to make sure that he answers the questions truthfully and accurately. Oh, you know what? That's the problem. Truth and accuracy. That's the part that's throwing the president off. I apologize. Clearly, it's me. Let's go live to London, where my friend Paul Coit is standing by. Good morning to me and good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon and good morning. How are you?
What is wrong with you people? How did this happen?
You know, I think something to do with the heat. You know, we're in this crazy heat wave. It's probably the hottest it's ever been here. And I think it's just gone to everybody's heads. We've all gone crazy. I say we've gone crazy. Since the Conservative Party and the ones that decide who the new leader of the party will be, which therefore means the new Prime Minister will be, and it's Boris Johnson.
I remember being in London with you, and when Boris Johnson was mayor, and at that point you were talking about what a goofball this guy is. I sure hope he doesn't stay in politics. Now he's in charge of the whole thing.
Yeah, didn't we have that conversation about when I was over in your country with a similar thing? It just kind of rings a bell.
Yeah.
What's going on? I don't know. It's you know, cynics would say, and as you know, Steve, I'm not one of those people.
No.
That the whole Brexit thing has come about through Boris Johnson because he pushed for it and then started selling all this stuff about why Britain's got to get out of Europe is that, you know, the hospitals will get so much more money and, you know, they're ripping us off. So then that's worked. So he's gone through there. Then he's decided that, no, he's not going to be Foreign Secretary anymore. That maybe he won't, and no, there's no chance I'll run for Prime Minister. You know, when you kind of smell a rat early on, and it comes to pass, you know, obviously, me not being that sick would ever say such a thing, but my goodness, it's come to pass, my friend.
Do I understand this correctly? You, the people, elect members of Parliament, and then members of Parliament elect the Prime Minister, is that right?
No, not necessarily. What you have to be is the leader of your party first. So the main parties would be the Liberal Democrats, these are the big three, the Labour Party and the Conservative Party. So you vote for your local member of parliament. But the leader of that party is the one that will then represent the party and therefore be the prime minister. So is this like explaining the rules of cricket again? I think it probably is.
It kind of is, yeah, so, because here in this country, it's like me trying to explain the Electoral College to you.
Exactly. I've tried that for ages. Doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. But basically, to cut a very long story short, when Theresa May decided to stand down, it's only down to people who are members of the Conservative Party to decide who the next leader of that party will be. So it's only like about 90,000, 150,000, something like that. And then whoever the leader of the party is automatically become prime minister because the Conservative Party have the most number of seats.
This is your Electoral College. I mean, this is there were about 70,000 votes in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and what am I forgetting? Oh, Michigan. Or, I'm sorry, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. There are about 70,000 votes that determine that Donald Trump would be president. You're talking about just a few more that have now made Boris Johnson the leader of the UK.
Yeah, exactly. So they're going to, at least we know that the leaders of our party, at least of our country, are at least going to get on well. You know, at least they'll have a nice time hanging out together, I imagine. So that's one thing which is nice. At least it's bringing our countries closer together. For what? I'm not sure, but I think there's going to be something out of it.
Well, listen, I've told you this before when we've talked about Trump. I give Trump all the credit in the world for being exactly who he's always been, which is a horrible person.
Yeah.
yeah, that's who he's been his entire life. That's who he's been for the last 35, 40 years of being a public person. We don't know anything about Boris Johnson other than a bad haircut. What makes him bad for this job?
I think probably his haircut's a good place to start. It's that bumbling demeanor. You know, is there anything behind the bumbling? I don't even know whether it is charm. I'm not really sure. But there's obviously some sort of, you know, you've got to have something to actually get into that position. And what that is, I'm really still not too sure. But the fact is, he is going to be our prime minister. So therefore, I'm going to put a bill into Parliament that the actual Queen and the Crown actually get the power that they used to have back in the 1600s. So therefore, she will then be in charge of everything, because I think that's probably going to be our best bet.
Well, it seems like she's still got it going on, man. 92, 93, 94, whatever she is. Yeah. Seems like she's getting it done.
Yeah, it's it. She has still got it. Yeah, she's still got it going on. It's not the phrase that I would use, but yeah, she has. And that's fair enough. She still has to pass any bill that goes through Parliament. It has to go to the Queen just to sign it off. So maybe, whereas it was just a ceremonial role, maybe it's time for her to start saying, actually, you know what? I don't look at this. I'm not going to sign this. So she has to approve. Firstly, Theresa May has to go to see her and go to Buckingham Palace and actually resign officially. And then Boris Johnson has to be approved by the Queen. It's all ceremonial.
So she could say no. Yeah, she could say no. So I didn't know that. So Theresa May has to do an exit interview.
Absolutely, with the Queen, and the Queen has to say, okay, that's fine. But if the Queen says, you know what, I want you to stick around, you're not going anywhere, missus, you can come around here, giving it all that sub story, you stay where you are, then that's exactly what will have to happen.
So Theresa May sits there, and the Queen says, can you tell me why you're leaving the company? And then she has to talk about what happened?
That's exactly what it is. So tell me why you're leaving, and let's talk about your severance pay. And it's the Queen that will then offer that. It'll probably be like, it's often like, you can have one of the corgi puppies, a couple of million quid, a little bit of jewelry, and off you go. And then that's the end of it.
Is there a chance Theresa May will ask the Queen for a letter of reference?
You know what? There is a very good chance. So I'd say watch out over there, because that's where she's headed. So she's on her way to you, because if the reference is good, you know where she's coming.
Is Boris Johnson believed to be criminal at all? Is there anything that shady, or is it mostly just he's not a bright guy?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's anything criminal that's come out yet. So we will see. But there's nothing too shady or criminal about him. So let's look at the bright side here.
You know, I like your attitude, because I don't have it. The thing that people need to be aware of is that this is a second reflection now, and it's not just going on in the UK and the United States. Politicians will always say anything to get elected, but when politicians say, and that's not just Trump and Boris Johnson, but when politicians say stuff that is just patent lies and provable lies at the time of a lie, and people don't listen, in the case of Boris Johnson, that Brexit's a good thing, there's not a lot you can do about it.
You know, there's still a lot of people that actually do feel that Brexit is a good thing. You know, they're still behind that. And then they're the ones that are going, yeah, well, the majority voted, therefore it has to go through. Whereas, I'll be honest with you, I think there's a lot of people here, probably, and I personally think there's a hell of a lot of people that, what if they had their time again, would go, ah, you know what, I didn't realize, that. You know, there are all these facts being thrown around, which are, you know, loose facts that were the reason we must get out of Europe. And I think there's a lot of people who, you know what, I don't really buy that anymore. You know, I was pretty much sold on this promise. But then again, isn't that politics altogether, Steve? Isn't that what it's all about?
The day after Brexit was voted, I talked to you, and you said the majority of the people that voted for Brexit in this country thought it was a test vote, thought it was a non-binding referendum.
I think there's, I don't know whether that's, whoever said that to you, me, actually was completely correct there, but I would never trust a word he says. But I do think that people do think differently about it years on from when it was done. And Boris Johnson is saying, well, I'm going to deliver Brexit in 99 days. It's definitely going to happen, whatever happens. So let's see. Let's see whether he can and exactly how good it's going to be for this country, because I don't know.
Texter says, Boris is stupid like a fox. He graduated from the top high school in England and also from Oxford. It's all a front that he's a bumbling fool.
Yeah, could be. I mean, there's something going on there. He knew what he was doing. I'm sure there was a master plan that was going on there. I think he does like to give the impression of bumbling fool, but exactly, you know, how much goodness and smart there is behind that, well, again, he's yet to see. But dear, oh dear. So he's coming in. He's gonna have the hat, Steve. As you would say, he's right next to the Queen. He's got the hat, and that's going to happen within the next week or so.
That's so he is
Prime Minister in waiting.
We've been wondering for 30 years when Chuck would get the hat. Turns out Boris is going to get the hat, and based on that haircut,
Boris
he needs one.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's going to wear a big hat to fit over that hair.
Thank you for the informative report. It's our friend Paul Coit, live from London. Paul Coit, the most important personality on radio throughout the UK.
Thank you.
You can hear him in the middle of the night, our time, on TalkSport 2. TalkSport 2, midnight to 4 a.m. And at some point, they'll actually, throw podcasts up where you can hear it at a decent hour. Thank you, buddy.
Pleasure. Have a lovely day.
That's Paul Coit.